Today marks the 46th anniversary of the Roe v. Wade Supreme Court decision, which affirmed the right to safe and legal abortion. Emily's List says these rights are under constant attack by the Trump administration and a Republican Party who would love nothing more than to send women back to January 21st, 1973, when women died seeking reproductive health care. They say it's essential to elect pro-choice Democratic women who will fight back and expand and strengthen women's access to abortion and health care. Here in New York, today the legislature passed the Reproductive Health Act. It codifies the abortion rights protections from Roe v. Wade, as well as legislation to require insurers to cover contraception.
Here we are, 46 years ago, women in this country were finally given the rights to make their own health care decision.
New York State Senate Majority Leader Andrea Stewart Cousins.
46 years ago, on this very day, think about it, 46 years ago, I think back to when that decision was made, and I think back to why. Women were dying needlessly, and when the decision came, there was a relief that there was finally a step towards women's equality in the most important and personal ways. And we thought that that was a barrier that had been finally torn down. We thought at that time that because it was so fundamentally right to have women have autonomy over their body and make their choices, we actually believed that it was a barrier that we would never face again. But we also know that whenever you have something that is that momentous, there is always someone who wants to go back to the way things were. And so, brick by brick, they began to rebuild the barrier, and they began finding ways to block women's health and women's health choices. And they were looking for a moment to overturn this decision that changed our lives. When I first carried this bill in 2007, they said it was crazy, that there was never going to be a return to those days, and that this was just a solution seeking a problem. And yet, as we kept pushing, because we all understood those bricks were coming up and that there might be a moment, we stand here today unified because that moment where they actually, on a national level, might reverse women's rights is here. We have a president who's made it very, very clear that he wants to overturn Roe v. Wade. Today, here in New York, we are saying no. We are saying no. Not here in New York. And we're not just saying no. We're saying that here in New York, women's health matters. We're saying here in New York, women's lives matter. We're saying here in New York, women's decisions matter. And it's important that we make those declarations because, after all, this is New York. New York led the way in abortion rights, passing our laws even before Roe v. Wade. Back then, in 1970, 12 Republicans joined with Democrats to say that women's health mattered. Today, we're leading the way again I don't know whether we'll get 12 Republicans to say in 2019, 1973 laws were good. I don't know if we're going to have that. But I do know that we are making important decisions. Not only are we doing RHA, but we're also saying the contraceptive care matters. And while we're at it, we're saying that your boss should not be able to determine your health insurance options. So, clearly, we are continuing our role. It is another barrier-breaking day in New York. And, again, every day that we get here to stand up and say, you voted for us for a reason. We're here to do what New Yorkers expect us to do.
The new Senate Majority Leader, Andrea Stewart-Cousins, in Albany today, alongside members of the New York State Senate and New York State Assembly, and health advocates, including Roe v. Wade attorney Sarah Weddington. A big day for New York State.